to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, we've mentioned before how so many of these hideous, expensive military systems really aren't working. And one that has been a problem for a lot of people is the F-22 Raptor, which has a nasty reputation of asphyxiating its pilots. And it's been an ongoing problem. They have now basically imposed limits on how high and how far you can fly if you're in an F-22, basically negating the advantage of altitude and speed and range that all that money was paid for. Yes, we've spent millions of dollars to make a plane that can go this fast and this high and this far, but can't actually do it. Here's some wise military spending for you. Well, there is a claim that they have identified the cause of the problem, and it turns out that what they think is going on, when combat pilots are in an airplane that is going to be doing high G maneuvering, they put on a special suit over their regular flight suit, and it's called a G suit. And essentially, it is a series of bladders and balloons, and during high G maneuvering, when the blood would normally pull out of your brain, this suit that you're wearing inflates, and it literally squeezes the bottom part of your body and your torso to drive the blood back up into your head. Well, now they're saying the problem is that the part of the suit around the chest of the pilots doesn't deflate when it's supposed to, and the pilots are having to struggle to breathe in that vest, which it's very large and cumbersome and bulky, and they may not be aware that it's not exactly functioning correctly. But now they're saying that may be the problem, meaning they don't really know. The United States is expanding its intelligence network in Africa. They're developing a network of air bases across Africa for surveillance aircraft and drones. And they're saying, because we're fighting Al-Qaeda. Now, we know Al-Qaeda is this age's version of Emmanuel Goldstein, the fictional villain created by the government in George Orwell's book 1984. Anything goes bad, we're going to blame Emmanuel Goldstein. Emmanuel Goldstein is why the rain washed out my azaleas last night. You know, Emmanuel Goldstein is to blame for the fleas on my dog and so forth and so on. Well, now it's Al-Qaeda. You know, Al-Qaeda burned my toast this morning. Al-Qaeda is the reason my hard drive is making funny clunking noises right now. Al-Qaeda is the reason that I have to wait so long for the elevator at the office. And it goes on and on and on. But we know Al-Qaeda is a phony. It's a fake front group. Al-Qaeda was originally the people that were helping the United States in Afghanistan, the Mujahideen against the Soviet Union. And they kept track of these guys with a database at the Central Intelligence Agency. And the Arabic word for a base is Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is the base, as in database or the base of a pillar or the foundation. But in Arabic slang, Al-Qaeda means a toilet. And Arash, Al-Qaeda means I'm going to the toilet. Now, if you were a real terrorist organization who understood the slang of Arabic, would you call yourself the toilet? And the answer is obviously no, you would not. It's a name that was applied by somebody who understood the literal translation of Arabic but not the slang. In other words, somebody who doesn't actually live there. We know that so many of the so-called figureheads of Al-Qaeda have turned out to be fake. Osama bin Laden, the real one, not the phonies they've had around for the last decade, but the real one, worked for CIA. His family are big U.S. government contractors all over the Middle East, bin Laden construction. Osama bin Laden's older brother, Salim bin Laden, was business partners with George W. Bush in a company called Arbusto Energy. They all know each other. It's all the same country club. Adam Gadon's real name is Adam Perlman. Yusuf Al-Khattab's real name is Joseph Cohen. They're all a bunch of fakes and phonies. It's just the excuse. The U.S. now wants to have the Africa. We're going to conquer Africa now. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Working two jobs, ends never seem to meet. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. A lot of stuff developing right now. I just want to finish up on the secret, so-called secret network in Africa. This is not about Al-Qaeda. This is about grabbing resources. And the African continent represents probably the last remaining mostly undeveloped mineral resources on planet Earth. Asia's been mined out. Europe's been mined out. The United States has been mined out. Canada, South America, Australia, a little less so, but Africa is huge. It's still vast amounts of untapped wilderness and tremendous mineral resources that the corporations want to basically go in, kill a lot of people, conquer, dig it up, make it into this month's fashion statement so that you'll use it for 3 months and throw it into a landfill, and then they start the process all over again. So they're getting ready to basically go in and impose U.S. control over Africa. And here's the problem. All these countries being invaded and conquered, where is the actual benefit from it all? As our guest yesterday was saying, other countries are winding up with the post-war contracts. China wound up with control over most of Iraq's oil. So these wars are being fought and won so Washington, D.C. can say, we are victorious. And then they screw up the end game. And so there's no benefit. Even if you're in favor of the war, you have to be asking yourself, where's the benefit to we, the American people, who are paying for all the costs and sacrificing our children? It's completely out of control. Now, new development. Remember we were talking about how Egypt was heading into presidential elections, and during their primaries, the Tahrir Party, the Revolution Party, the party that the U.S. and Israel do not like, captured 40% of the vote, which gives it not necessarily a majority, but against multiple other divided parties, you know, they're in control. They would be the ones to form a coalition government. But the two parties backed by the U.S. and Israel, one of them has their lead candidate is one of Mubarak's henchmen, and the other one is somebody from the Muslim Brotherhood, which we know, like Al-Qaeda, is just a front group for U.S. intelligence. And so the Egyptian parliament basically passed a bunch of arbitrary laws and rules and regulations to simply kick out the Tahrir Revolutionary Party. Well, new development. Egypt's highest court has said that those rule changes are illegal. And not only that, because Egypt's lower house of parliament committed these crimes, they are now dissolved, which means they're going back to brand new elections all over again. So this attempt to hijack Egypt, to destroy their revolution, which was a real revolution. How do you know? Because you got millions of people in the streets of the capital city. How do you know Libya's revolution was a fake? Because it was a bunch of mercenaries up in a mountain. Same thing with Syria. Where are the millions of people in the capital city? It's not a popular revolution if you don't see that. If you don't see millions of people in the streets of the cities, then it's not a popular revolution. It is an overthrow. So a major setback for U.S. domination in Egypt. And Egypt's going to be crying and unhappy and tearing their clothes. Well, the anti-Semites have overthrown all our work. By the way, another poll has come out. Apparently the world disapproves of the U.S. drone assassinations, but the Americans, they stand with their government. That's the claim being made. I don't believe it. I just put up a poll at whatreallyhappened.com to get the public reaction on, do you support these drone strikes into other countries? Just yes or no. Didn't elaborate, didn't mention all the wedding parties that get blown up, or the funerals that get attacked, or the open-air markets where innocent people are being killed. And, of course, the White House's attitude is, well, if you're standing next to a terrorist, you're a legitimate target. Do you realize that because terrorists don't wear identifying badges, T-shirt, you know, they don't have a T-shirt saying, I'm a terrorist, stay away from me. You could be standing next to a terrorist and not know it, just like you could be standing next to a drug dealer and not know it, you know, in our day and age. Or that really cute girl next to you could be a hooker and you don't. You cannot know. Therefore, you cannot be responsible for standing next to them. But the world is condemning the United States for the drone attacks. And, of course, they're starting to put them over the United States of America. Now, there are right now 64 drone bases on American soil in the United States. Forget about all the drone bases that are all around the world killing wedding parties and funerals and stuff. There are 64 of them right on American soil. I was rather surprised to find out we have two of them right here on the island of Oahu. So I'm going to be keeping the binoculars out there, you know, watching for those things to come flying by here. They're just going completely drone happy. Apparently, over in Washington, D.C., somebody was running one of their drones around, and it triggered a UFO hysteria. Oh, we got flying saucers over Washington, D.C. It's just like Earth versus the flying saucers. And apparently, everybody, they got into a traffic jam. People were getting out their cell phones trying to take pictures of the flying saucer over Washington, D.C. Turned out to be one of these drones that were there. All righty, let's see. Getting back onto Israel, Israel just decided to destroy a Palestinian commercial center, building containing six commercial stores in Beit Hanina town, east of occupied Jerusalem, again on the pretext of unlicensed construction. Now, the way this works is these buildings have been in existence since before Israel came into being. They build buildings to last. They take care of them. They may look old and shabby and a little run down, but that's because they're very, very old. And so Israel's been going around saying, do you have an Israeli government building permit for this building? And they'll say, no, this was built before Israel was in existence. Well, if you don't have a permit, If you don't have a permit, then we're going to knock you down, and that's what they're doing. And, of course, remember, though, that the Palestinians only hate the Israelis because the Palestinians are all anti-Semites. They don't have any other reason to be unhappy with the Israelis. By the way, according to a new health report out of Gaza, the Gaza public water supply has been so contaminated it can't be used any longer. Gaza's only, they've only got one fresh source of water, and it's been contaminated by fertilizer and human waste, raw sewage. And we know that's a trick that we see all over the occupied West Bank. When the settlers build a new village, they'll dump the raw sewage into the water supply of the adjoining Palestinian towns as an effort to drive them away. But if you complain about it, you're an anti-Semite. We're going to go to the phones. Paul in Michigan. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Paul, are you there?
Yes, sir. I do agree with most of what you say about Al-Qaeda, et cetera. But I wanted to run this analogy by you. Look at Europe, which graciously accepts millions of Muslim immigrants. And most of Europe has nothing to do with the war in Pakistan, Afghanistan and Iraq. And in Europe, you can't even offend the Prophet Muhammad or Allah without risking your life and getting killed in the street. I think
Wait a minute. First of all, Europe has also welcomed Jewish immigrants and Christian immigrants because Christianity is a Middle Eastern religion, just like the rest of them. And you see Christians and Jews get equally upset when their religious icons are insulted. And, you know, I can speak to that myself. My family was originally Jewish. We got tortured into being Christians by the Inquisition in Spain, which is part of Europe. So there's a lot of intolerance and insensitivity in virtually every single religion, and we really cannot single any one of them out. The other thing to keep in mind is that the people who are out there screaming, I'm a Muslim, I'm going to kill you for speaking of Muhammad, are generally hired actors like this Adam Gadon, who's Adam Perlman. They're propaganda assets to try and convince everybody that, oh, we've got to go make holy war on the bad people. And so, you know, it seems like you've fallen for a great deal of propaganda hoaxes, and you've got to learn to be a little bit more skeptical and understand. Government is going to lie to you to get you to do what they want. Every government in history has lied to their people to send them off to war, to take their money, to take their freedoms. There has never been a government that told the truth to its people, ever in history. And I dare anybody to prove me wrong on that one. Okay? So, now, getting back to the war zone, there was a case where one of the Iraqi prisoners was beaten to death, Iraqi detainee Baha Moussa, at the hands of British soldiers. And the official doctor who attended the inquest listed the only injury on his body is a bloody nose. Well, obviously, when a guy dies, it's not going to be a bloody nose. And there was a subsequent inquest which found out there were 93 separate obvious injuries on this Iraqi who was beaten to death by the British soldiers. And this official doctor, Derek Kilo, I guess his name is pronounced, failed to report any of them. So either he was ordered not to see the injuries on this prisoner beaten to death, which, by the way, is a war crime, or he's a really, really lousy doctor, in which case he can look forward to a bright and profitable career in the American medical establishment. Apparently, in addition to the increased intelligence, the Pentagon is sending battle-hardened troops to Africa. They're getting ready to go in there and start invading those countries. They may be heading over to Egypt, because if the High Court has dissolved the parliament and they're going back to brand-new elections from scratch, and the Tahrir party looks like it's going to take control, despite all the chicanery, then sooner or later, Israel's going to attack Egypt, and they're going to find some way to trick the United States into the war on Israel's side. They've tried that twice before. First with the Levant Affair in the 1950s, and then the attack on the USS Liberty. Both were attempts to trick the United States into committing to a war between Israel and Egypt on Israel's side. When the USS Liberty was attacked, there was a nuclear armed strike in the air on the way to Cairo before the fraud was discovered. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more. Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Wall Street wizards on the lane from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over while we all still can.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go grab a phone call here. Sparky in West Virginia. Aloha, Sparky. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I was wondering if you knew what happened to George Whitehurst Berry. His sights down? His 800 number doesn't answer?
I don't know. I mean, I know he was writing a lot about, well, he was the author of Crash, Are You Ready?
Yes.
And, but I have no recent news on him. Sorry.
Huh. I would love to have you have him on your show and talk to him about the book Citadels of Chaos.
Okay.
Did you ever listen to his program?
No, I don't actually. Unfortunately, I'm a little overworked already, and I don't get a chance to listen to a lot of other stuff here. I have to sort of sort it out and pick through it. But I'll try and track him down and get him on the show.
That's wonderful.
Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
All righty. Thank you very much for the phone call. And I'm looking at a story just now breaking right now where one of the big currency trading brokerages, I think it's called OANDA, O-A-N-D-A, is announcing that they are going to suspend currency trading on Sunday in advance of a potential major market event. That, of course, is more than likely the Greek elections, because if the anti-austerity party wins a significant majority, then Greece is going to exit the European Union and everybody's going to be hitting the panic button. And so, of course, the money junkie solution is, when you realize that you have made a bad investment and you want your money back, is to lock the door and say, no, you can't have it back. We need it. We don't have it to pay back out again, because we had bonuses and yachts and hot and cold running hookers and all the rest of that stuff going on. So I think that's a very alarming situation. Now, I am of the theory that the money junkies are already at work inside Athens to rig the elections, to keep the people of Greece jammed onto that debt hook good and hard. But there could be such an overwhelming landslide that even vote fraud isn't going to carry it. And apparently this currency trader is saying exactly the same thing. So they're a little bit concerned here. Now, let's see. Israel is Israel is now saying they have to go in and invade Syria because of their chemical weapon arsenal. Remember when we last heard that? It was Iraq. Iraq has chemical weapons. Remember Colin Powell was up there at the United Nations saying they've got mobile biological weapons laboratories, and it turned out they were balloon inflators. This is more of the same, actually trying exactly the same lies again. Weapons of mass destruction, nuclear bombs, chemical weapons. You don't dare take the chance we're lying. Yeah, I will, because you lied. It's a race. Hello?
Hello. I thought we were one step from financial freedom when California was handing out IOUs. If California had just accepted the IOUs for payment of taxes, that's and each state did that, that's the end of the Federal Reserve. That's financial freedom.
Well, that is exactly why the Federal Reserve was imposed on our country, was to take away our financial freedom. When this nation was started, the money had value. It was not a unit of debt. It was a unit of value. It was made out of silver and early on gold. So once that money was in your hand, you had control of its value. There was nothing the government or the bankers could do to take that value away from you. That was yours to control and decide where you were going to spend it. And banks were off to one side because the government issued the public currency, spent it into circulation. It flowed through society, supporting commerce without accruing interest on its use, and was taxed back at the end of the cycle to balance the books. That was the way this country was set up. And the money junkies come in and they set up a private bank where the bank takes charge of the nation's currency. And that means the bank is now in the middle of the economy. They're not off to one side. They're not optional any longer. We lost our freedom to say no to having to deal with the private banks. And now they loan the money out there in the system that produces more debt than money, and now we see the end result of it. And it is. It's the new form of enslavement. And the federal government went along with it because they got a piece of the action.
Oh, it's better than slavery. You have to take care of a slave. You don't have to take care of a wage earner.
Well, no, actually, no, slave owners never took care of the slaves. They'd make sure they were locked up and couldn't go anywhere. But slaves were expected to take care of and provide for themselves half the time, and the other half of the time to do what the slave owner said. That 50-50 ratio was true for the Roman slaves. It was true for the medieval serfs. It was true for the antebellum slaves. And it's true for modern Americans. Half of your work you do for yourself, and the other half of your wealth is siphoned off and given to the slave owners over the Federal Reserve.
As one coal miner here in West Virginia tells the story that they told him to keep the mule in a safe place. And he goes, well, that mule's worth money. And he goes, what about me? And they go, well, we can replace you.
Yeah,
you have to buy the mule.
You
just hire a wage earner.
We have to take a break here. Thank you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, John.
What do you need, Steve?
Can you spare any diesel fuel?
Maybe. What do you have to offer?
How about this $5 gold piece?
What the heck am I supposed to do with that?
Come on, man. I'm your neighbor.
What else you got?
Well, I've got some heirloom squash seed.
Any zucchini? Dark green?
Yes, of course. I've got a Texas Ready Liberty seed bank.
How much diesel fuel did you say you need?
I could really use a gallon.
Yes, folks, it's not called seed money for nothing. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff, so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from beans to barter. Order today at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas Ready?
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. A lot of breaking news going on right now. So if we jump around a lot instead of trying to keep things categorized, that's the reason. A lot of stuff is happening right now. This story about the currency controls, or rather a halt in currency trading by some brokers, that's a red warning flag. The Egyptian High Court decision is another one. Things are really getting kind of weird. We just put a story up at whatreallyhappened.com, which goes back over the situation with the Greek debt crisis and how much of that debt resulted from this underhanded deal between Goldman Sachs and the previous Greek government to try and conceal the Greek debt crisis from the European Union with a series of very complex currency swaps, which actually resulted in plunging Greece into even more debt. And, of course, Goldman Sachs made a ton of money out of this whole deal. And the people of Greece are justified in standing up and saying, why should we pay a debt that was arrived at through fraud and criminality by the government? Just as the American people are standing up and saying, why should we be paying for debts created through Wall Street's fraud and criminality? But the attitude of the money junkies, and we have seen this repeated time and time and time again from people like Christine Lagarde, it doesn't matter how the debt came into being. The debt is holy. The debt is beyond question. The debt is inviolable. Whatever debt is declared to be by the bankers and the government, thou shalt pay it, or thou shalt spend eternity writhing in the fires of darnation. That's the attitude of the money junkies. It doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter how the debt was created. Debt is debt is debt is debt, and you will pay it because that's your only reason for being here. If you're not willing to work and pay off the debt, well, we're gonna just cull you out of the herd because it's getting too expensive to take care of you. And that is the attitude we're seeing, and we're going to see it manifest itself in this approach to the Greek elections. And when Europe falls apart to this attempt by the bankers of Wall Street and Washington, D.C. to convince you that your duty as a citizen is to pay off this $95 trillion bill from the derivatives sold by Wall Street against Europe's debt. They're going to convince you it's your patriotic duty to do this. And you have to be ready to stand up and say no. You have the freedom to say no. There is no freedom without the freedom to say no. Slaves can't say no. Free people can say no. You need to reclaim that right, that freedom to say no. Or otherwise, you're going to be a slave, quite literally, to this monstrous debt that was created through fraudulent banking and compound interest. And none of it's real. It's just a belief system. There is no more to this idea that you are obligated to do what the bankers tell you because of debt than there was that you are obligated to do what the priests say because of rule by divine right. They're just hoaxes perpetrated on the world's population by people who think my job is to run everything else for my benefit. So, get ready to say no, because we're out of time. There's no more time for polite conversation. The money junkies are going to impoverish the world before they will admit the system they set up really didn't work. Not in the long term. It worked in the short term, made them all incredibly rich, and that's all they cared about. Yeah, man, we got all money here. We got all the mansions. Look at these mansions. I've got 26 houses and 14 yachts. I must be doing okay. The economy's falling down around me. Well, it's not my fault. Adam Smith said, as long as I'm being personally greedy, that somehow I'm helping the entire civilization to move forward. And I believe in Adam Smith, even against the evidence of my own eyes. The ultra-rich are religious fanatics. They believe in the supremacy of their own greed. And no sacrifice is too great to preserve the religion of greed. I was talking with my wife during the commercial break. You know, there's always this debate. Is money the root of all evil, or is love of money the root of all evil? And I said, no, it isn't. Neither one. It's the worship of money that is the root of all evil. I mean, let's be honest. We all love money. I'd love to have money. I'd love to spoil my wife rotten. I'd love to, you know, put her in a studio with a choir and just make records of her choir music. I'd love to have the music to do that. Rather the money to do that. We all love money. Let's not kid ourselves. We don't hate money. We love money. But we understand there is a balance of priorities between that love of money and the love of humanity and the love of community working together, that you have to balance all these loves and desires, and that's what makes a healthy society. But then you have these other people who worship money, and they are as fanatical in their worship of money as fanatical worshippers of the Jewish zombie or Quetzalcoatl or the flying spaghetti monster. They're fanatics, and nothing is as important as that continued worship. They really are. They're more fanatical worshippers of money on Wall Street than there are fanatical worshippers of Mohammed over in the Middle East. And they're just as dangerous. We got to be watching out for those things. And again, I think looking back, if there's one piece of wisdom that we can take forward from the current crisis, it is that allowing private bankers to be in charge of the nation's economy makes no more sense than having drug addicts in charge of our nation's pharmacies. Now, over in Great Britain, the British Home Secretary, Theresa May, criticism about Britain's Big Brother internet surveillance. They're basically going to monitor all internet email, communication, web browsing, voice over IP. They're just going to monitor it all, no warrants or anything like that. And people are concerned about their privacy. And Theresa May is basically saying anybody opposed to the Big Brother intrusion on the internet, they're just conspiracy theorists. They're conspiracy theorists. We don't need to listen to their concerns about privacy. They're conspiracy theorists. They believe the BBC reported on the collapse of World Trade Tower 7.5 hours before it actually happened. Nonsense like that. How can you even listen to people like that? All right-thinking Britons want to be naked at the airports. All right-thinking Britons want the government listening to all their phone conversations. Kind of a hard sell here. Now, speaking of surveillance and stealing data and, you know, peeking into things that don't really belong to you, as you're probably aware, there's been a lot of concern over this Flame computer virus, which was apparently designed as yet another one of these weapons of war against Iran and broke free, broke into the wild again like Stuxnet. And it seems that as Flame went out there into the wild, we started hearing about all these strange places being broken into and their data being ripped off, like eHarmony, places like that, all these data breaches that were going on. Now we're being told that supposedly the creators of Flame have dispatched a suicide command that will kill off the virus. I'm not so sure. Could be a bluff to get people to stop looking for it. And if you think about it, if you're trying to protect your system against things like Flame, the suicide command might not even get in on your machine, and you might still have Flame. You don't really know if you're not looking for it. So it's kind of a weird thing. You have to open up your computer to a new infection to get rid of the old infection. I don't think I want to do that. I think what I want to do is find the people who created Stuxnet and Flame and Dooku and hang them in the public squares, slowly on piano wire. And that will cure the hacking problem. Now, we talked about this story earlier in the day. And again, this is illustrative of the mindset of the money junkies versus the general population. Biotech giant Syngenta has been criminally charged with concealing test reports that showed its genetically modified corn was killing livestock during tests. They said, oh, we've got this genetically modified corn. It's our new product. We're going to make lots of money with it. Fed it to the cattle, and the cattle started dying. And they concealed that fact so that they could go to market with a product they knew was going to harm livestock and people. They got caught at it. And it's now in criminal court, but we don't know if those particular genes broke into the wild or not. Now, here in Hawaii, we have a real problem with genetically modified crops. We're everybody's favorite testing ground because if they make a really bad mistake, well, it's just Hawaii. We're this island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. We're geographically remote. We're a great place to test things that if they go wrong, well, it's just Hawaii. You know, nuke the place and forget all about it. Gee, it's a shame. Blame it on the volcano. But for 20 years, Hawaii has been the global center for open field testing of genetically modified organisms, including pharmaceutical crops. There are 5,000 different experimental tests conducted by Monsanto, Dow, DuPont, Pioneer, Syngenta of the poisoned corn for the cow, and BASF. And they're dumping chemicals on a daily basis on our limited land space. They're supported by tax breaks and beneficial relationships with the landowners, regulators, and politicians. GMO companies are using anywhere between, it's an estimate, 40,000 to 60,000 acres of land in the state of Hawaii sprayed with over 70 different chemicals, which are designed to genetically alter the crops growing on them. Gene therapy from the air. The really scary ones are the plants that are being modified to produce pharmaceuticals, because there's no way to keep those pharmaceuticals within the plots. Anything that falls off the plant gets into the water supply, it starts getting into the groundwater. This is incredibly reckless behavior. We already know that some of the earliest genetically modified crops of corn broke into the wild, because when they were going around trying to get the last samples of untainted, non-modified genomes for the gene banks that they've got set up in the Arctic, they went up into the high end of the mountains of Mexico to get the samples of wild maize, wild natural maize, the way it was growing when Columbus first showed up. And when they tested it, they found out it had already been contaminated with pollen. See, that's the problem with genetic engineering and why it is so dangerous. You're playing with literally the operating system of all life on Earth. Now, when you have an accident with a nuclear reactor, whether it's a Three Mile Island or Chernobyl or Fukushima, it can be bad, and it is. But you know where it is. You can detect it with a Geiger counter. You can take measures to protect yourself and clean yourself up. But if you have a bad gene and you've made a coding mistake and they still don't understand everything that they're doing because they only test for the desired result and they're never even looking for how this alteration is producing other unexpected results in the organism, and it breaks wild, it will be everywhere on planet Earth, and you can't know it's there or not without major laboratory. You're literally going to have to unwind the DNA of everything that you're eating or growing or using as a raw material for manufacturing. And that's why it's so incredibly dangerous. It is a more dangerous technology to lose control of than nuclear energy. And they're just playing with it recklessly, you know, for weed killers and other things like this. It's just this new, very dangerous toy they're playing with. And it's just, it's incredibly, incredibly reckless. And again, as I've said many, many times before, we can have safe nuclear power. We can even have safe genetically modified products, but not when the money junkies are in charge of the decisions, because they will always put profits over safety. And this Syngenta scandal involving corn they knew was going to kill cows, and they hid that so that they could go to market, proves it. You cannot let the money junkies be in control. You have to have a balance between profit, safety, what's good for the society as a whole. Now, the residents at Fukushima are demanding criminal charges against the nuclear officials. There's a total of 1,324 people have filed a criminal complaint with the Fukushima prosecutor's office, naming the chairman of TEPCO and 32 other TEPCO and government officials as criminally negligent leading up to the disaster at Fukushima Daiichi. Now, if their defense attorney is smart, he will start grabbing the Siemens controls from inside Fukushima and having their memories examined and see if they can find any trace of the Stuxnet virus. And if they do, then TEPCO and the Japanese government and General Electric and the U.S. government are all off the hook. And the blame for contaminating with radioactivity the entire Pacific Ocean, of which I'm living in the middle of, falls on the authors of Stuxnet, who are now acknowledged to be Israel and the United States of America. Now, yesterday we were reporting on this story where Japan had officially apologized for arbitrarily setting a very high radiation safety limit for children near Fukushima. The radiation's above the safety limit, everybody's panicking. Well, we'll just raise the safety limit, tell everybody they're safe, and everybody calms down. And the Japanese government did that. And then they were forced to basically acknowledge that, yeah, there was no scientific basis for increasing the safety exposure limit. It was just done for political reasons. And they apologized. Well, apparently the story has now been declared non-operational. It's been Orwellized. And NHK has basically yanked that story already, scrubbing the video and the article. It's gone. No, no, no. We never apologized for anything. We're the government of Japan. We must save face. It's amazing stuff out there. All righty, we're coming up here to the top of the hour, getting ready for our guest, Edmund Ruffin, who's going to be with us, hour number three, talking about the Hatfields and the McCoys. He's actually a descendant of both families. You know, after the feud was over, some of them, well, even within, during the feud, it was kind of like Romeo and Juliet, where, you know, Hatfield boy gets involved with McCoy girl and back and forth, and that was actually covered inside inside the HBO miniseries here. A couple more stories as we get up to the break here. Apparently down in Australia, the Australian Archbishop has launched a strong attack on Catholic couples who defy the church's teachings on contraception. And I think what this is the, you know, the Vatican's been caught in another money laundering scandal. And so now they're going to go out and attack. They're going to go after the nuns and this and that. And now they're saying, you can't use contraception here like that. If you want to have sex without procreation, then you bang the altar boy up in the choir loft because that's what works for the rest of us. And God approves of it, so it must be good. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back here with a phone call after these words from our sponsors.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. War's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. Big MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones here. Tate in Detroit. Aloha, Tate. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I have a comment, a request, and a recommendation. My recommendation is everyone goes to your website after the show and watches the 9/11 Explosive Evidence by Richard Gage. Wonderful
yes.
documentary.
Yes, it is.
Irrefutable. My recommendation, or my, I'd like you to, one day maybe you could get Max Keiser on the show. I think you two together would be a blast to listen to.
Oh, okay, I'll try.
And my comment was, it was great seeing Hillary Clinton get a pie in her face after saying that Russia was arming the Syrian Air Force, and then the Pentagon spokesperson came out and said they see no evidence of that. So, once again, Hillary gets another pie in the face, which she's probably pretty used to. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, she doesn't care. She doesn't care at all. You know, she's going to go out there and say whatever the agenda is, and, you know, next week it's a new set of lies. And there is absolutely no remorse for any of the lies and deceptions. That's their job. The government's sole power is lies in doing things that ordinary people are discouraged from doing. You are all raised to tell the truth, to never lie, to be honest. And that gives an advantage to those who do lie, because you're going to assume that they're being truthful even when common sense says they're not. You know, you're raised from birth not to steal, not to take things that don't belong to you. And yet that's what government does with taxes, fees, excises, and so forth. And you are raised from birth to not commit murder, to not kill your fellow human being. And yet government does that all the time with capital punishment, targeted assassination, what are all the other euphemisms, and, of course, outright war. So all government power is they're allowed to do things you are not. And basically, you know, people like Hillary Clinton, they're going to lie. That's what her job is. Her job is to go out there and put out the lies that serve the U.S. agenda. Okay? I guess Tate has left.
Oh, no, I'm here.
All right, I've got anything else before the top of the hour?
Yeah, and after listening to your guest yesterday, and you were a real gracious host, sticking to the topic, but that spokesman at the Pentagon, his career is pretty much ruined because he made Hillary Clinton look like a moron. And, you know, in Washington, if you're not a yes-man general or a yes-man military, you just get knocked down the belt. And,
well, I don't think it's that cut and dried, because if you remember what our guest was saying, is there is a clear schism between the career military people within the Pentagon, not the politicians, the generals at the very top, but your basic mid-level, mid-ranking officers, the professional career military and below. They think these wars are a really bad idea. And my guess is that they are all going to unite and cover for this guy who came out and said that Hillary was wrong about these helicopters, especially because it came hard on the heels of the Russian government coming out and saying, look, we just repair these. Syria owned these. They sent them to us for repair, and we sent them back. So I don't think the guy really took a huge wrong step. And I'm sure that, you know, nothing's going to happen to him because of bureaucratic resistance within the Pentagon itself. But there is this growing schism between your mid-rank military officers and below and the politicos over in Washington, D.C. And yes, the Pentagon is kind of this little cloistered environment. They're not the people who are slogging through the mud and the blood and the rest of it, but a lot of them have been there, and a lot of them understand what it's like to get into another war. Tate, we got to let you go and a break for station identification. We're going to be back here with our guest about the Hatfields and the McCoys after this station break.
The next